Seaman for three. He nails it. Seaman's been quiet lately. His first points of the second half. He has 11 after two quick threes in the first quarter and a field goal in the second. Calvin Cook goes right in the lane. He is tripped up. And it'll be a one-and-one situation. It's a seventh team foul for Harbor Beach. Fouls against number 24, Ryan Seaman, his third. And like we said, team seven. So this puts Calvin Cook to the free throw line for 1-1. He has 19 points of the night. And he missed it. Rebound, Brady Kirsch.
I don't believe it.
Transition, Ryan Seaman all the way down. Full court pass to the right block. Goes to work, dribbles all the way to the left block. And the floater's in for 2 points. Ryan Seaman with a quick 5 points in this quarter. He has 13. Harbor Beach trailing by 17 points, 49-32, 5:55 left in the fourth. Anthony Ford, top of the key, being guarded by Seaman, blows by him. Into the lane, floaters up, no good, rebounds Smoglinski. And we have a whistle, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Calvin Cook. Harbor Beach ball 90 feet from their own hoop.
Yeah, this is the type of ball game that if Brown City just goes ahead and, you know, gets away from their strategy and taking about 30, 35 seconds off the clock each possession, it could get Harbor Beach back in this ball game if they can score.
Brady Kirsch gets the pass at the top of the key, dribbles down the right side of the lane, and is tripped up by Andrew Geiger. That's his second, fourth team foul for Brown City. And they're going to say he was on the floor. So it's Harbor Beach ball inbounding underneath their own hoop, trailing by 17, 5.5 to play in regulation. Cole Anderson passes over to James Shelkey, right wing. Dribbles into the lane, nothing there. Over to Kirsch, down the baseline, left side. Goes up for the shot, can't get it to fall, gets his own rebound. And still loose and out of bounds. It'll be Harbor Beach ball. Substitution Brown City, Zen Leszewski checks in for the Green Devils, replaces Andrew Geiger.
Well, deserved rest.
Cole Anderson inbounding again for the Pirates. Feeds it in, tries to thread a needle. Instead, it's a turnover. Here comes Anthony Ford to Calvin Cook, and it's good in transition. 21 points for Calvin Cook. It's a 19-point lead for the Green Devils. 5:05 left in the fourth quarter. Brady Kirsch for right elbow. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, Anthony Ford. Ford, 1-on-3. Slows things down. Now goes back inside. Calvin Cook receives the pass at the top of the key. To the left wing, Muxlow. And we have a whistle. And it's a timeout called by Troshak. It's a 30-second timeout as it's 51-32, Brown City by 19.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Holdwick, your dentist in Harbor Beach. How about we take a look? Oh, don't feel bad. No one ever wants to see me.
It's been a while since I've been in.
I can tell it's been a while since you've been in. You know, floss really isn't that expensive. I'm glad you came in for your regular checkup, though. Routine checkups are important to prevent bigger problems down the road. I know it's not Disneyland, but regular dental appointments are important. Call today to schedule your appointment with me, Dr. Holdwick. That number is 989-479-3403. Did you have broccoli last night?
Brown City calls a 30-second timeout. They lead 51-32 over the hosting Harbor Beach Pirates. Calvin Cook into Leszewski in the right left block. And he is fouled as the new man checked in. Cody Brown wastes no time getting the foul. That'll be his first. And Harbor Beach's eighth sends Leszewski to the free throw line for 2 shots. He has not scored of the night, has not attempted a free throw so far. 4:48 left in the fourth quarter. First free throw off the back of the iron and bounces out, no good. But he gets a second. Second free throw. Upcoming for Leszewski. And it's no good. And we have a lane violation on Leszewski. And he would have missed the free throw anyway. James Shelkey inbounding for Harbor Beach into Cole Anderson. Brown City showing a token pressure. They retreat. Cole Anderson brings it out to the right wing. And we have a double dribble called against Anderson, and it's a turnover. That is the 12th turnover for the Pirates tonight, second in the fourth quarter. A little bit of a sloppy game for both teams. Brown City with 10, Harbor Reach with 12 turnovers. Calvin Cook, right wing, back up to Muxlow. To the left wing to Ford. Ford surveys for a second, now starts his dribble. Calvin Cook at the right elbow, down to the right block, goes up for the shot. This one's no good. Rebound, Smoglinski. And we have a whistle, and it'll be a reaching in on Brown City. Foul goes against, I think that'd be number 11 person. Yes, it is. Leshefsky, second foul. Team's fifth. Substitution, Andrew Geiger replaces Zen Leshefsky. 4:18 left in the fourth. 51-32, still 19-point lead for Brown City.
Still plenty of time yet.
James Shelkey across the timeline to the right wing. Dribbles to his left to Cole Anderson, left wing. One dribble, picks it up. Back to Shelkey. At the left elbow, pulls up, and we have a whistle before the shot. And the foul goes against Brown City's Matt Calabro. His second, team sixth. Not exactly sure what this could have been, a myriad of things. Harbor Reach inbounds to Cole Anderson in the left corner. Going against Calvin Cook down the baseline, nothing there. Tries the reverse Micah, and this one's no good, and they're going to say Calvin Cook touched it last. So it'll be Harbor Reach ball. I like the effort. Not quite there, though.
Need to find the scorers real quick.
Might be a little too late for that. Cole Anderson inbounding. Nothing there. Finally has to feed it into Cody Brown. Brown to Seaman, and we have a hand check push against Brown City. Ball goes against number 4, Matt Calabro. His third, team 7th. So at the free throw line, shooting 1-1 is Ryan Seaman. Seaman is missed the front end of a 1-1 earlier in the game in the second quarter.
Well, this might tell us how the rest of the quarter is going to go.
3:54 left in the fourth. 51-32, Brown City by 19. Check that, 18 as the free throw rattles home for Ryan Seaman. He now has 14 points.
There's still a little life. A little bit.
Second free throw. This one looked a little bit better, and it falls. 2-for-2 on that trip. And Harbor Reach within 17 points.
Here we go. Climbing Mount Everest.
Something like that. Cody Brown going against Geiger. And Cody Brown with some good D there. And it's a rebound. Smoglinski and the Pirates. James Shelkey coast to coast. Layup from the left side in for 2 points.
That is really something to behold.
He has 11. Cuts the deficit down to 15. Anthony Ford against Ryan Seaman. Dribbles to his right to Calvin Cook. Calvin Cook feeds it down, and nice swat away from Cody Brown again. Cody Brown, a lanky fellow.
Cody right now is the answer
exactly.
To Andrew Geiger.
He's the only thing that's been stopping him so far tonight. Feed it wide open to an Andrew Geiger on the right side. King gets that to fall, but he gets his own rebound. The putback is good. Geiger with 13 points. Fifth offensive board for Brown City tonight. James Shelkey to Ryan Seaman, left wing, being guarded by... That would be Cameron Revels. Seaman in the lane. Left-hand layup, no good. Rebound, Muxlow. In transition, Geiger goes
what
up.
What a play.
And he traveled. That'll be the first turnover for Brown City in this quarter.
I thought that was a great play.
It was a great play. Unfortunately, he took one too many steps. Calvin Cook sits down, replaced by Jared McPhail. Michael Halifax replaces James Shelkey with 2:55 left in the fourth. 53-36, 17-point lead for Brown City. Well, John, more than likely both of our predictions are going to be wrong, but regardless, neither of us win, so my record stays intact.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a bit of a win for me.
And we have an offensive foul called against Cole Anderson. He lowered the shoulder and gave him a nice forearm. He does play fullback for the Harbor Reach football squad. Unfortunately, he can't do that on a basketball court. Cole Anderson's first, team's ninth. It is a ball control foul, so there will be no free throw shot here. Mason Yon replaces Ryan Seaman. 2:42 left in the fourth.
Complete the thought. We're going to stop your momentum on this game.
2:40 left in the fourth. Anthony Ford up the court for Brown City to Muxlow, Tom Pekee against Smoglinski. To the right to Geiger against Brown. And he goes in the lane.